I'd be sounding like a stuck record after these games, Jason, asking the same questions. What's your verdict of that one? Again, the ball just wouldn't go in, unfortunately.
Yeah, one of probably frustration more than anything else. The performance was good again, dominated the majority of the game again, and created quite a few chances again. And, you know, unfortunately for ourselves, we didn't quite take our chances. Well, their keeper was in inspiring form with two top-class saves. Obviously, we hit the bar as well. So it's, you know, it's a bit like that at the minute. But, you know, as long as we're creating the chances and performing as we are, you know, it'll soon quickly turn for us.
Sometimes you just have to shrug your shoulders and think there's not a lot more you can do than get the ball in the net.
No, of course, there's not. And I think as long as we keep the belief that, you know, we've got it at the minute, that, you know, we are dominating games, it's been clear to see again today. We've had all the running, we've created chances and, you know, things just ain't dropping for us or we don't seem to be scoring when we're creating the chances. But, you know, that will soon quickly turn. The most important thing is that we, you know, we remain confident, we stay focused and, you know, there's always another game.
I know you guys weren't happy with how much you'd not, or how you not worked the keeper on Wednesday night, maybe as much as you like. So I guess that's forward progress today, that the keeper at least had a busy game.
Yeah, their keeper was busy. You know, as I said, he's pulled off two top draw saves. One in the first half from Mark Pugh and then from Jan's header. But as you say, you know, we've created the chances today. We've worked their keeper, we've worked the goal. We've got ourselves in some really good positions today. Probably could have done a little bit better at times with, you know, with our decision making or our final pass to create another opportunity. But, you know, that's by the by. But the main thing is, as I say, that we're performing well, and a huge positive for us today was a clean sheet.
Just about to say, although that is maybe a small consolation, but it is a positive one because it's been a few games coming.
It has been a few games coming. It's something we spoke about and it's something, you know, we want to address, and, you know, we don't want to be conceding goals because, you know, we're always back ourselves to score in any game. We haven't quite done that today, but, you know, again, it's been another game where we could quite easily have scored two or three goals, but in recent games we've almost found a way to concede, and, you know, that's something that we needed to address, and, you know, it's a big positive today that we haven't conceded.
Of course, the raw stats are that it is a fifth game without a win. Is that a sequence becoming a concern?
Not really. I think if you let it become a concern, then it will become a concern. You know, all we can focus on and concentrate on is our performance from game to game, and our performances have been good. You know, all the statistics will come out, but, you know, the most important statistic at the minute is that, you know, we're still in a really healthy position in the league, and, you know, we're 3 points off, you know, in the automatic promotion spot. So, you know, we'll keep believing, we'll keep working hard, we'll keep playing as we are, and, you know, no doubt with these kind of performances, the results will start, you know, the results will turn for us, and, you know, we'll turn the points or no points into 3 points.
While any game that you don't win at home is obviously points drop, with the fact that the top two have both lost today, is that therefore a bit of a consolation that you've taken a point in a very tight, congested area of the table?
The Championship is, you know, I've said it time and time again before, the Championship is probably one of the most competitive leagues in Europe. When you see the results and you see, you know, who teams slip up against, there's, you know, no result or no game is predictable. So, you know, we could look back at the end of the season and, you know, see this is an important point for us. And as I say, you know, with the clean sheet in recent games, we might have found a way to lose that game, but, you know, we haven't. We've kept the clean sheet at one end and, you know, we've ended up coming away with a point. And as you say, with other results going in our favour, that could well be a really important point coming into the season.
And finally, you're back here on Tuesday night. Is this a decent platform to spring into that Wolves game from?
I think when you're playing well and, you know, and you know, finding a way, you're trying to find a way to win a game, you want the games to come thick and fast. And, you know, no quicker than in 3 days' time with Wolves, who's on a fantastic run themselves. But, you know, if we keep performing the way we have done, then, you know, we're confident that things will soon turn and we'll get the results that our performances deserve.